Different organisations over the last number of years have had to deal with the fallout, most recently the Munster Technological University in relation to a cyber attack on its information, personal information of people being then shared on the dark web. Very often there's a ransom demand put in there from the operators of this, and they're still dealing with the fallout from that. But what do you do to protect yourself, and what happens if it is you in terms of your own personal information? What can you do, if anything, to protect yourself against cyber scams or cyber attacks? Jackie Murphy is a certified data protection practitioner with postgrad in cyber security, and she's with me on the line. Jackie, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jerry.
Now, we talked to you on a number of different things, Jackie, but tell me about your work in this area and how you got into it.
Yeah, Jerry, excuse me. It is, Jerry, this area of work is going to be here for a long, long time. And basically, I suppose, as the move through online processing, online everything, people working from home, all the data, you know, the way Michael previously spoke about the way it has gone from paper to computer-based, yeah. Well, now we're at the computer-based time where all the investment pretty much must go into that. And of course, as a result of anything that has progressed, there is always going to be somebody, an opportunist at the end of it, looking to see where they can find a glitch in a system in order to mix money. That's the way it goes.
And that's that, and they have unending resources that they put into these sort of attacks and the expertise to carry them out.
Yeah, Jerry, I think a lot of people think, you know, that it must just be an easy thing to do. Folks, these people can write, it's just a little piece of code. It's like a small instruction, that's all. A few letters of the alphabet, essentially. And if they're able to plant that into the line where the data is stored, which is on your mobile or on your laptop or on your computer at home or whatever, then they can break down your system. So I'll cover that now in a second. But just to know, it's quite easy to do. These people are very, very smart. They're very bright. They even race each other as to how quickly they can hack through a system. So it's really important that we have at least as much knowledge as we have, and that we can take personally our own type of safety mechanisms.
Yeah. So there is the issue for companies and corporations and universities, like we saw with MTU. But what can you do yourself, Jackie, in terms of protecting yourself from your own information being stolen?
Jerry, there, just one moment on, if you don't mind, on the organisations,
sure,
the companies,
sure,
the banks, the insurers, the colleges, the universities, all the big holders of data, they're under savage pressure to protect that data. Because the loss of data, inevitably, Jerry, if a case was to go to the data commissioner's office for a data breach, then and I think I've said this to you before, on average, the compensation would be between 3,000 and 5,000 per case. So that would not
that
be long.
Much.
Yes, people. So I would say, particularly if there's any, we'll just say smaller businesses, like, I mean, think of your local medical practice.
That could be crippling.
Yes, absolutely. It could close them down, like, you know, if that happened. So I always say that to people when I'm giving talks, have a look at what your insurance covers as well. But just to be aware of that, the organisations are doing massive ones. And also, folks, we have, because we have such a busy IT system in Ireland, we are very much, we're IT centric. We are considered very, like, we attract a lot of talent into the country. So therefore, the more talent we attract, the less that we can fully vet, if you know what I mean. And all you've got to do is Google the articles about spies, IT spies in Ireland, and there's amazing TV, there's programmes on Netflix, there's a lot of detail about, like, cases that have been monitored by the Gardaí for a number of years. I spoke about this before, I'm sure, Jerry, as well. Just so you know, at organisation level and department level and everything, the technology needs to be kept up to date. That's really the most important thing. But what I wanted to do, Jerry, just when I saw that, and I sit and I think about, so many people are now at home in the evening and they're on tablets, as in technological tablets, yeah, as opposed to our ordinary tablets.
Yeah.
And just little ways to protect them and to keep their laptop going for them.
Yeah, yeah. What can be done?
Okay. So I would say, excuse me, some of these folks, if you just bear with me, because some might sound repetitious anyway.
Sure.
So don't answer calls from numbers you don't know. And some people might say, that's speaking the obvious. But what if you didn't have time to check, or you think, I wonder, is that Jack calling there now? I would say if you're not sure, don't answer it. And then, you know, they'll either call you back again or make contact with you on a landline, or, you know, or ask one of your family or some neighbour that comes in. And we are still good as family and neighbours, reminding of each other. That's one of the good things about being Irish. So lads, don't answer calls from numbers that you don't know. And even if those calls look like calls from Dublin, because they're being rerouted, and you think, oh, that's an Irish number, that could be so-and-so, or
there's
that could
no
be...
There's no protection in that.
No, yeah. No. So just don't answer it is your best thing. Then also, don't open text messages from numbers you don't know. For example, we all got one, I'm sure, offering a free COVID test. I don't know if we all got that.
Yeah.
And actually, that looked very good to the eye as far as a hacking attempt went. It looked very good. We'd be looking for things that are out of sync, like letters that are slightly bigger and spelling errors and stuff. So just to give you an example, on that one, it could have had code attached to it that wiped out all of your contacts. So that could be the ramification of just clicking on the text.
Yeah.
So yeah. Just to make it that, you know, think of it that seriously, because if you didn't have all your contacts, you would never get them back again.
Yeah,
absolutely. So emails, don't click on emails that don't open emails from people you don't know. And also, don't open any attachment that is on an email as well, unless you're sure of where it came from. So if I was sending you across, oh, I don't know, the words of a song or something like that, and you know it's coming from me, from my work email, even though it wouldn't be, but you know what I mean?
Sure.
Then at least you know the origin is safe, but not if you don't know who it is.
Yeah.
So, because lads, a lot of us are getting, because I don't know if you notice, folks, if you're sitting down in your living room and you're saying, having a chat, your phone's beside you, yourself and a friend, and you're saying, oh, I think I might go to Portugal this year. And suddenly you start noticing Portugal is coming up in your feeds and you're going, crikey, isn't that amazing? There's something listening to me. That's an example of the deep dark web, if you know what I mean. So it gives you an indicator of what people can do.
Yeah.
So also, lads, one of the main things too, and it still happens as well, is don't share your bank account card details over the phone. It's different if you're ringing to pay, let's say, you're ringing the ESB and you've dialed all of their numbers and you've gone through the right way. But if it's just something that's telling you, gut reaction, not good, I think that I'll just cut the call, I would say, folks. So would certainly be very careful with your credit card as well. I am saying to Trasa that I've had mine scammed twice so far. So just be very careful in terms of who you're giving your card details to over the phone.
Yeah, okay, brilliant. Listen, Jackie, we're out of time.
Okay.
But thanks so much for giving us your thoughts and your expertise on that this morning to remind people of the do's and don'ts.
Yeah, okay. And Jerry, just one last thing, lads.
Yeah.
If you're, the main thing is keep your antivirus software up to date, okay?
Yeah.
And there's little shops around the town that would be more than benefit from business, and it would keep yours protected as well.
Yeah, brilliant. Great stuff. Thanks, Jackie. Jackie Murphy there, from her perspective, talking protecting yourself against cyber scams.